Greetings, everybody. This is Ben Fite, and I am back for episode 4 of my podcast, Tech in a Sec for Classrooms. And just like always, you can find me and my podcast on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Spotify, TuneIn, Breaker, Overcast, Radio Public, SoundCloud, and even Stitcher now. So it's amazing how much this has grown just in 4 episodes. So, and I'm going to keep trying to push it and keep looking at more ways to help teachers and educators out there, looking at better ways to use technology in the classroom. So if you have any comments or would like to just chat, you can always find me on Twitter, which is at Fight, F-E-I-G-H-T-B, or on Facebook by searching up my page, Tech in a Sec for Classrooms. So again, let's get down to today's topic. But actually, before we get started with that topic, I just want to say I'm recording this on the day after Avengers Endgame came out. I just saw it yesterday with a friend of mine from high school, and yeah, after 11 years or so, I think that's how much it was, I think it was a good climactic ending to that first saga of the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe. So no spoilers here, but I just want to say, small little plug from a Marvel fan myself. If you haven't seen it yet, go ahead, go watch it. Maybe watch a couple times. I might go do that too. So anyways, now let's definitely get started. So last episode we talked about some Google tools. Today I thought I'd continue that trend and kind of go with Google Classroom. So I don't know how many teachers, educators out there use Google Classroom, or maybe even know what Classroom is. Now, to start this conversation, you have to think about LMSs. So if you do not know what an LMS is, it is a learning management system. Now, there are tons of learning management systems out there, like Edmodo, tons of other ones, but Google tried to jump into that domain a while back, and they tried Google Classroom. Now, I will say Google Classroom, since I started using it about 8 years ago, has definitely changed in what they look and how they feel. Definitely becoming more and more like an actually true LMS. And it just works great with all the Google apps. So again, kind of going back to that same conversation of what the heck is an LMS. So a learning management system is essentially a place for students who can, and teachers, where they post. You can kind of do a lot of learning off of that web page. So you can assign assignments on there. You can check grades. You can also check just various things that happen within your classroom, but you do it on a digital home page. That is the main purpose of an LMS. It kind of helps the teachers manage some of the stuff that students do on a computer. Now, going from Google, when I started 8 years ago looking at Google Classroom, Google Classroom pretty much started as just kind of a learning hub, I would say. I wouldn't really call it a full LMS. I would call it a learning hub, because pretty much when you just got started, you could post assignments, and it pretty much was just straight up Google products like Google Docs, Google Sheets, things like that. It wasn't really a lot of integration yet. So, but now over the years, and the really nice part with Classroom is if you go to their Classroom help page, or just type into Google or whatever search engine you use and type in Google Classroom what's new, you can go to their help page and you can submit things that you would like them to see, which is really nice. And generally in about a month after you submit it, if it gets enough publicity or enough teachers requesting it, they're usually pretty good about adding it the following month. So, but anyways, going back to Classroom, with Classroom, what you can do is, now going way back from what they had to begin with, now you can actually post in other assignments from, say, like readworks.com. You can go to different places, like you can post an assignment from Edpuzzle. You can post different things that use, even like Flipgrid has some integration into Google Classroom. So all great tools, web tools that you can use. There are tons of other web tools now that you can connect on there. So again, opening it up a little more freedom, which again is kind of how I use it. Another feature that I use when I use Google Classroom is the parent communication tool, because I have, and this is something that I just started this year, so I'm getting better at it, but I have parents who can now, they're connected, so every Friday they can see how their students are doing. So it gets a little automated message like, say, so-and-so did not finish their assignment. That lets their parent know on Friday, so then that way they can check in with that student, and then the student and I can also kind of talk as well. So that's another nice feature. They can also view documents and kind of actually physically see what the students are working on. So again, another feature that's more along the lines of an LMS. And then, as always, you can still assign those Google Docs, you can assign Google Sheets, things like that. The other nice part though with Classroom, just if you want a little bit more of a managerial piece, if you have the students, and I work in a third grade classroom, so I have some students that are still learning the proper uses of a device, and that's always going to happen no matter what grade, but third grade, you have a student who creates a doc, and then they share it with so many people, then they share it with you. That's one way you could have done it in the past, but that kind of gets into the whole issue of maybe you don't want that student to share it with so many people to start out. You want to kind of hone in their focus, because I've had the issue with third grade when you have multiple people working on a doc. They're still not used to the fact of, oh wait, somebody's editing this doc at the same time as I am. So they're still learning how to actually physically use the tools. So if you assign a doc through Classroom, you have more of that control. They cannot physically share unless you allow them. They cannot physically share it with specific people, so they can kind of work on it at a slower pace and kind of figure things out, because like I said before, when they have those four kids maybe working on one document at the same time, and one person's like, wait, somebody deleted my thing, and the other person deleted my thing, and now I can't figure out how to get it back, that's just a whole nother headache. So that's just one possibility. Again, another nice thing that you can do on Classroom is they have the option of posting. You can post a comment or a question. So if you post a question, you can then have the students comment, which is almost like a blog feature, because I used to do blogging with my students when I taught fourth grade, and just have been trying to find another better way to do it with third grade. I used to use a platform called KidBlogger, but the more and more they became a paid version, which kind of ruined the fun for me. So just been trying to find better ways to move that over. So now going over to Classroom, that is a new feature that a new thing that I have been trying to do. It hasn't really been a new feature in Classroom, but if you go on Classroom, you could post, like I said, a discussion question and have kids comment, or have them respond to a question that you have, or respond to a classmate. So again, it's another nice feature. Some other uses that I have in there as well. We do passion projects, so I use it kind of as a Dropbox, where if they create a document, then they can go on to that link on Classroom and just submit the document that way. So that way they don't have to go through sharing it with me, and then I have, you know, 22 students times so many assignments equaling how many emails I'm going to get showing up in my inbox, which can be a little time-consuming, shall we say. So anyways, those are just a couple little tidbits. If you have any other ways that you might use Classroom or know of and you want to share it with me, feel free. I would love to learn some more about this and just keep growing myself. So, or if you have heard anything on this podcast that maybe you think of there's a better way to do it that maybe I haven't done it, go ahead and comment back and share it with me. Because again, like I said, my whole purpose of this podcast is to help teachers grow, and that includes myself. So I love growing along with you. Now, moving on, as I said before, Google Classroom is not the only LMS out there. Like I said, they have Edmodo. They also, Google Classroom tried to get into it. Apple has also done some things as well. Microsoft has even jumped in. So dare I say, it's a very popular place to be in the education technology field. That kind of wraps up our episode for today, but I got some exciting news for our next episode that is coming out later this week. I'm going to have my very first interview segment, which I am super excited about. So I'm going to have a teacher on here talking about how she uses personalized learning in her classroom, and we're going to kind of have a conversation just about it, about some things we've noticed with personalized learning. So if you noticed or are using personalized learning in your classroom, make sure you stay tuned for that episode. And again, as I always said, please feel free to leave me comments, send me questions. I'm trying to work on setting up an audio inbox so you can leave me voicemails that we can then possibly use on a weekly episode. So again, keep listening. If you would like to support my podcast, feel free, go ahead and go to www.anchor.fm and search up my podcast, Tech in a Sec for Classrooms. When you find my webpage, there's a nifty little button that says support this podcast, and that is where you can go ahead, and if you feel so inclined, I would greatly appreciate it, you can donate, like, even just a small little chunk of, like, $1 a month towards this podcast, because the more you donate, the more you support, the more intuitive things that I can add onto this podcast. Because again, my main goal for this podcast is to help teachers grow in the area of educational technology. So anyways, you can also support me other ways too. If you find me on any of those one places that I said you can find my podcast, you can leave me rankings of, please, 5 stars. But anyways, I'm always open to growing, and I hope you have a great day. So, as I've said before, be that change that we need to see with kids out there. So, talk to you next time. Peace out.